Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Instead of just getting into the Jets and the Giants, we could play the bridge game. Now, what does that mean? We're not playing music, nothing like that. I don't mean that. So both teams, when you look at the Giants now at 3-13, as it sits right now, have the fourth pick in the NFL draft. The Jets right now, as it sits, I believe would be picking seventh.
Yep.
Both teams have pretty obvious questions at the quarterback position. For the Jets, is Aaron Rodgers going to be back? Are they going to draft a quarterback? Do they go bridge quarterback? For the Giants, well, they got to draft a quarterback, you would certainly think. Or do they not, now that they're four, do they assume they're not going to get one of the top two guys? Do they not go the quarterback route, perhaps trade out of it? Who knows? Stockpile and then build the defensive and offensive line to build them out more, because obviously defensively with Dexter Lawrence and Burns, and they're good there. Do they go bridge quarterback? So let's say, for argument's sake, they both go in that direction. I've got a list here of quarterbacks that
bridge
will be available. Yes, that would be available next year. And you tell me if you would take a flyer on them. And if you think, and I think the biggest question too would be, if these teams went in this direction, do they give them a serious opportunity to win at the same time as rebuilding? To where they can get better in different spots, to where it's not going to be a 3-14 type year. Because there's so many questions. You don't know who the Jet coach is going to be.
Yep.
As we sit here, we don't know who the Giant coach is going to be.
Fair.
I'm going to go on the basis that Brian Daboll's back.
Fair.
For the sake of this little exercise. Daboll can't go bridge quarterback and go 3-14. You can't. I think if you had a rookie quarterback and the only issue you had was the rookie playing well but making mistakes and you had a tough season, okay, maybe if you saw progress. But if you took a free agent quarterback and you stink, that's going to signify the end.
Yeah, I agree with that.
This is the problem with this. These are the names that are available.
Oh, man.
Now, clearly, guys can get cut and there could be trades made. I've certainly read enough where Kyler Murray could be made available. I don't know if he will be. I've read articles where Dak Prescott could be made available. I don't think he will be. So I left those guys off the list because I don't think that's happening, but who knows? Here are guys that I know will be free agents, and you tell me if you would take a flyer on any of them. I think we both agree Sam Darnold is going to be at the list, the top of anybody's list, if the Vikings don't give him a contract.
Yeah, they're going to give him a contract.
Okay. Now, I don't know that the Jets would go the Sam Darnold route, but he's going to be there and available. And that's not even so much a bridge quarterback. I think what he's done this year, you're signing him to a
starting.
Yeah. He's your quarterback.
He's your guy.
All right. So I take him out of the mix. The next name, I can't even believe I'm putting this name on the list, Zach Wilson. He is a free agent.
To do what?
Right. All right. Next name.
Okay.
Trey Lance.
To do what?
Yeah. This is my point. Marcus Mariota. Oh, a little intrigued by Marcus Mariota.
I like Marcus Mariota. I do. I think, you know, he's been in a couple situations. Obviously, I remember from his Tennessee days. Even when he was with Philly, he was pretty stout when he got in there. I don't know. He's a good bridge quarterback.
Could you see a Vrabel-Mariota pairing?
I could see that.
It's interesting.
I could see that. That's interesting.
That is interesting. All right, the next one. This is a guy we've seen. Had a pretty good day yesterday. Drew Lock is a free agent.
I don't know if I've seen enough of him to kind of make him your guy for a whole season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, injury,
again, this is the problem.
Injury prone. I mean, yesterday he had a day, but he had four or five starts this season.
This was his fourth.
Fourth start. He's okay. Like, I don't know if I've seen enough.
Right, but we're talking bridge quarterback. You're not getting, unless it's Sam Darnold.
Also, when you say bridge quarterback, this is a guy you plan on, you may not give him a 3-year deal, but like, I need you to kind of, like, I'm okay with Flacco. You know what I mean? I'm okay with Flacco.
Even at this stage of his career, yeah. you'd run a... Wow. Okay, because he's on the list. I got Flacco. He was actually... Well, next is Andy Dalton, who will be available.
Will's Dalton been down in Carolina with Bryce Young, right?
Yeah. You got Flacco. Here's an interesting one, and we brought up this name earlier, and I really am. I am intrigued by this name in Justin Fields.
See, Justin's interesting because he's still young enough.
Yep.
You know, the biggest thing with Justin Fields right now is his mechanics, is his accuracy. But, you know... He's electric, and he can do so much with the football in his hand, especially running the ball. You would have to think it would have to be the right system with the right coach to kind of get the best out of him. I don't think he's a plug and play anywhere type quarterback.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I would get Jameis.
Okay,
yeah.
That's there. We got a couple that you like so far. Mac Jones. No, that's not.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm not buying that one. Jimmy Garoppolo.
I forgot Jimmy G was still in the league.
I saw him on the list, I was like,
I thought he was done. Where is Jimmy G?
He'll be a free agent this year.
Is he with the Rams? I'd take Jimmy G. I'll take a shot at Jimmy G.
You would?
For Jets? Yeah.
He doesn't stay healthy, though. Like, that's the problem with Tyrod Taylor. He just doesn't stay healthy ever.
I get that, but I mean, that's football. Guys are going to get hurt. It is what it is.
Some guys can't hurt more than everybody else.
But it's not like guys are like not. A lot of these guys, they don't have a problem with not coming into camp in shape. Like, the football's getting them. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, there's no way around of getting hurt, you know?
I know.
Football just happens, and you're going to get dinged.
Cooper Rush, we talked about
I'm
him.
I'm definitely taking Cooper
Rush. I happen to agree with you. And then the last one, and this is the one that, because he's here, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. I can see the Jets bringing Aaron Rodgers back, especially with Devontae Adams. The issue is, what are you going to do if and when Garrett Wilson wants out? Right? And, you know, the reason I'm okay with bringing Aaron Rodgers back, because we are seeing a version of Aaron Rodgers, a healthy Aaron Rodgers, right? Obviously, when he was dinged and dealing with the knee and the ankle, whatever he was dealing with, he was immobile, and his lack of mobility took away from his game, and the offense struggled. So if Aaron Rodgers can remain healthy, yeah, I would bring him back. He's still throwing touchdowns. The interceptions have gone down. It's just a matter of somebody can connect with him and get through with him.
That's the biggest thing right there.
Yeah. I don't know if there's – I don't know who that is. Maybe John Gruden? I don't know. I don't know who that is.
So if you were – let's say you're Woody Johnson today, and you've got to make these decisions. I know they've got the whole Tannenbaum firm dealing and making suggestions and putting this thing in place. If you're Woody, you're going in which direction? Are you – Because I've even heard in places where if you hire Vrabel, the best thing to do would be to hire him and let him pick his GM. Usually it's the GM first, they hire the head coach. What direction would you go if you had to make the... Because, I mean, we can sit here and say they can't get it wrong again, but we've said that for the last 30 years. And all they do is get it wrong, aside from a few years with Rex.
Yeah.
They very well could get it wrong.
I think whoever you hire as a head coach, you got to believe that there's a 5-year plan that's going to be installed, that you're not going to, if they were to have trouble right out the gate, this isn't a situation where you feel like you have to reset right away. You got to believe in the process. So if you're going to believe in a process, then yeah, you would hire a head coach who's going to say, hey, I got a GM that I've worked with, know about, me and him are on the same accord. Then you go that route. Or you go the traditional route and get a GM who feel like, all right, I'm going to now get a head coach and kind of build this thing from inside out.
Because you do agree. I mean, this Jet team is not, we've talked about it ad nauseum. They don't lack talent. They just lack some sort of structure, because it just has not worked in every which way. I mean, even when they look good, they look bad.
Well, Zach Wilson was a big strikeout.
Sure.
Right? Mekhi Becton Vallet, he looks great at right guard for the Eagles, didn't work out for them. So there's been some misses, but there's also been some hits. You know, Quentin Williams, Sauce Gardner. They've drafted well. Michael Carter was really good for them. Obviously, Breece Hall, Elijah Vera Tucker, Garrett Wilson. So they have core pieces. I think that's the one main, if you're a head coach and you're a GM right now, what's something that you're extremely attractive to you when, you know, trying to go after this Jets job? It has the fact that you don't have to really go into this draft and get a whole new offensive line. Like, maybe the Giants maybe have to. You know, I think they get a couple pieces that they got to fix up. But overall, you really just focus on, all right, if Aaron Rodgers is going to be my quarterback, how can I get through to him? Who's going to be my play caller? What does that look like? And are we going to go get a tight end? Because I think that's the biggest need for the Jets right now.
Yeah, like,
especially Tyler Conklin. Conklin is going to be a free agent. He's going to be gone.
Right.
You could potentially be at the seventh spot and get the big stud out of Penn State. I forgot his name right now, a tight end. So there's an opportunity there. And how can you really figure out, how can I get Breece Hall to be a factor in this offense? Because he's a stud. Vallet, he has some injuries this year, but with the ball in his hand, he can do a lot of dynamic things. How can we get him more part of that offense?